Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you, like Tammy, incapable of keeping a surprise under wraps? Oh. It happened again? You can't be serious. So I poked some fun with Tammy about certain things. Like, she's the looker-upper. She always has to look things up, which is actually something that's actually an admirable trait to have. I mean, you don't want somebody talking nonsense and passing it off as fact. That would make you a politician. But when I poke fun at you about not being able to keep a surprise, I am 100% serious. As a matter of fact, this topic came up only about a month ago. Remember this, Tammy?
Yes, yes. And it's presents, not surprises, because I can keep a surprise for someone, but presents I have a problem with.
Okay.
And self-admittedly.
All right, hang on. Here we go. In the time I've known you, you've always bought some really nice, impressive presents for your spouse. And as long as I've known you, you've never been able to keep it a Christmas day, not even a Christmas Eve. So I think at this point I sell for Christmas weekend surprise. You always, I just can't wait. It's so cool. Open it now.
I have the coolest gift for my husband for Christmas, and I am saying today, November 5th, Monday, he will not get that present until Christmas Day.
She said that less than a month ago. He will not get that present before Christmas Day. Today is December 3rd. Mm-hmm. How is the update on that, Tammy? You did it again?
No, I have a legitimate reason.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. So I wanted to get him a new jersey because he used to wear Jordy Nelson, former Green Bay Packers jersey.
Yes.
Right? Well, Jordy's no longer there. He's
a
Raider.
He's
so
a Raider, yes.
I'm like, you need a new jersey. Who would you like? And he said, well, I guess Aaron Rodgers. And he said, you know what I really like is those really cool military-inspired limited edition ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool. It's got the whole camo and everything on it.
Yep.
And so I'm looking at it online. I'm like, this is it. This is perfect. Perfect gift for him. So it arrives at the house. And I knew that I had ordered myself a t-shirt in there, too. And I'm like, gosh, this doesn't seem very heavy or very big. I open it up, and I don't like the material at all. Because it's not what I was expecting from a football jersey. I was expecting that heavier one.
Yeah.
You know, and all that. And this just seemed rather light.
Okay.
And then I looked at it, and I'm like, I'm not sure it's going to fit him either. I was kind of freaked out by it. And I'm like, what if he hates this? What if this is not, because I didn't like it. And I was thinking, gosh, I'm going to have to return it and blah, blah, blah.
So?
I'm like, I got to know if he likes it. I have to know if it's okay. And so I gave it to him.
You did it again.
I did.
Despite this.
Today, November 5th, Monday, he will not get that present until Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, you guaranteed it.
I know.
You have a serious problem.
I didn't like it.
Your gift, your dilemma, if you will even say that, is no different than any other person's dilemma over angst about giving a gift. You're no different. You're not unique.
I know. I just.
Can't you wait? Here's why. Because you can't.
Because I didn't want him to have a crappy gift that day. What if he didn't like it?
If he didn't like it, he'll do what people what they do on things they don't like. They return them and get something they do like. It's their choice when they open the gift that's presented to them on Christmas Day, like you guaranteed.
Okay. Now, let's also be honest. Packers are not going anywhere near the Super Bowl
this year,
right?
No.
Is he even going to be able to wear it after Christmas Day? So, I mean, I thought about that too.
What do you mean?
Like, how many games will they have after Christmas? One? Maybe?
Maybe. But
yeah, that's
but
it.
He'll never be a Packers fan now?
No, but then, like, look what happened this weekend. They fired Coach McCarthy.
I know,
and
they
should've. What if, like, Aaron Rodgers is gone next year? I mean, so it's like, oh, is he even going to get a chance to wear this? Oh, man. I had to do it. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Jessica, are you buying any of this garbage? And then she's like a typical addict. Justifying. Are you buying any of this?
Oh, no.
Come on.
These are all excuses to make up for the fact that she cannot
You can't do it. You actually said you were going to do it.
I have a really hard time with his gifts. I do. I have a hard time with his
gifts. As long as I've known you, you've never kept a gift for him that you thought was the coolest on Christmas. You always had to do it beforehand. And it just shows that you were, I don't know, I guess you, I don't know. What does it show that you can't keep a gift for your husband?
I have a hard time when I, especially if it's something super cool, I want them to have it right now. I know I'm terrible. 833-287-1037, but I don't think I'm alone. I think there's plenty of people who do that, who like, I just can't hang on to it. That's why I don't early Christmas shop, because good Lord, you'd have your Christmas presents in March.
Let's go with Brandon. What's going on with you, man?
We actually had this conversation, me and my wife, last night. I was trying to, because it's our 10-year anniversary coming up, and it also falls within the week of Christmas. And she was like, I don't want to be surprised. I just want to know. I was like, oh, you're horrible. So I ended up talking about getting matching tattoos for where we met, the latitude and longitude. But, yeah, we had that whole conversation last night. So.
Wow. Okay. So is that going to be her anniversary and her Christmas present?
No, we're going to surprise each other for Christmas, but for our anniversary, since we've been together since we were 14 years old, so we're going to get the exact coordinates of where we met, and she'll get the north and I'll get the west on our opposite hands. That's funny. We were just talking about that.
That's very sweet. Very romantic.
I'm not the only one, though. I'm not the only one. I know it.
Tammy, incapable of keeping a present from her husband, just too excited. Kelly and Miramar, are you the same way?
Yes. I cannot keep anything from him, whether it's Christmas gifts or birthday gifts or even just like random little things. I get so excited and I just want to like share my excitement with him.
I mean, and that's really sweet and very, very loving. But I mean, wouldn't it be even more fun to just ride that anticipation until you're so bouncing with excitement on Christmas morning you're like a child again?
Well, this year I decided not to get him a gift until like another week from now. That way I don't have a surprise to share with him. So if I don't have anything to give to him yet, then I don't have to worry about spilling the surprise.
So you have zero confidence in yourself, zero faith in yourself that you're going to hold out.
I will totally tell him. I get so excited. I know.
And it's just him, right? Like, I can keep gifts for everyone else, but it just seems to be my husband that I can't.
Yeah, I tell him everything. I just want to, I get so excited.
I know. I love it. Thank you, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Kendall's in La Mesa. Kendall, are you the one incapable of keeping a gift, or is someone else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
So, yes. Okay. I bought myself a sweater, and it's amazing. So, I bought one for my mom. And yesterday, I called her to tell her that I bought her a sweater for Christmas that is this most amazing sweater. I didn't have to. I was just so excited.
Got to share it with somebody. How about the person with whom I'm buying the gift for?
I literally just get so excited that I just have to tell people what I got them because I'm excited about it. They need to be excited about it, too.
No, and listen, John, it's a win-win because, you know, I have to have something wrapped eventually under the tree. So my husband, you know, he never gets mad about it because you know why? Because he always ends up getting another gift.
Exactly. And you know what? You get to, like, be excited about it and they get to, too. And they already know, so they can get you something just as good, too.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Kendall. Take care. Diane is in Oceanside, and much like Kendall, much like Kelly, much like Tammy, she's already given her partner their present. Why even bother having a calendar that marks a day anymore?
Well, I'm one of those people that loves giving gifts, and I just couldn't wait for this one. I got him other gifts, too, but I was like, okay, I'm just going to give you this one. But I'm not telling you what I got you, and you're not getting any more early. It's just this one.
Just the one. Just the one. Just one. Just I just got to give you one.
Yes.
And is the overall consensus about not being able to wait until December 25th or even Christmas Eve just because you're so excited you have to see now what that reaction is?
Yes, but it wasn't even the best gift. It was one of the worst ones, so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to give you this one.
All right, get that one out of the way in case it doesn't fly. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
All right, thanks for the call. Take care.
All right, we're going to go to Ashley. Ashley, are you the one who can't hold a gift?
Yes, I am totally Team Tammy.
Go ahead.
So I'm like you. You put a lot of thought into it, and you get excited when they come or when you find it at the store. So I want them to be as excited as I am, and I just can't wait.
It's so hard.
So my kids will get the good present early, and then they'll like socks and underwear on Christmas Day.
Oh, my God.
So at least they're still opening something. But yeah, I can't wait for the good stuff either.
Yeah, all right. Team Tammy all the way. Lots of people reacting the exact same way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.